Ainda passa. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
Oh, I am good. Got a little cold, but I'm doing all right. I'm glad to be here. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Ethan Kane of Albuquerque. I said, name a common tree of North America in two words, three letters in the first and five letters in the second. I said, rearrange those letters to name a common plant of Central America, also in two words, 4-4. What are they? Well, the North American tree is the red maple. You can rearrange those letters to spell reed palm.
Okay. There were over 1,600 correct entries. And this week's winner is Suzanne Hendrick of Missoula, Montana. Congratulations, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I just thought red something. That seemed like a common tree. And then maple just came to me. And then maple, palm. So I didn't know what a reed palm was, but I looked it up. And lo and behold, it was a Central American tree.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like a lot of people got it. I would not have gotten that. So congratulations to you. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, a long time.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired. I was a professor at Iowa State, and then we moved to Montana for the fly fishing.
I think if you're able to do all that, you're able to do the puzzle. But I got to ask you, Suzanne, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As we say in my family, great, let's go.
Okay. All right. Take it away, Will.
Suzanne, I like that spirit. For years, I've been playing the license plate game when I've been with someone in a car, and you need to be in a state where the license plates have three letters, which many states do. Someone calls out a set of letters on the license of a nearby car, and the object is to think of the shortest common uncapitalized word that contains those letters in left to right order, not necessarily consecutively. So let's say the letters on a plate are NFT, as in non-fungible token. Someone might call out benefit in seven letters because the NFT are in consecutive order. But that can be beaten by infant in six letters, and that in turn can be beaten by nifty in five. So in today's puzzle, I'll give you some sets of three letters. For each one, add two letters anywhere to complete a common uncapitalized five-letter word. Your first one is VCR.
VCR?
VCR is in video cassette recorder. It's a religious official.
Oh, vicar.
Vicar is right. Number two is GTO.
Gator.
Gator works, also gusto, either way. CNN.
CN.
As in cable news network.
Canon.
Canon, also canny, either one works. How about CIA?
CIA. Cigar?
Cigar works, also China. Very good. NSA.
NSA.
Put one letter between the N and the S, and then a letter at the end. And it's a kind of cavity in the head.
Oh, nasal.
Nasal, is it? PGA.
Pagan.
Nice one. How about HMO?
Humor.
Humor. You got it. And your last one is RBI. Well, an astronaut might go into this.
Orbit.
Orbit, yes. Rabbi and rabbit also work. Really nice job there.
Oh, my goodness, Suzanne, that was incredible. I was of no help. You did an amazing job. How do you feel?
I feel like I've done something really fun today.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Suzanne, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to KUFM, Montana Public Radio, and also WOI, Iowa Public Radio.
That's Suzanne Hendrick of Missoula, Montana. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young, who's a frequent contributor here. And it's a little tricky. Change one letter of a place on Earth to get a familiar phrase much heard around this time of year. What is it? And the answer consists of three words, 5 letters in the first, 2 letters in the second, and 5 letters in the third. So again, change one letter of a place on Earth to get a familiar phrase much heard around this time of year. 525. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.